The next patient is Patricia Rose. The last name is R-O-S-E. First name, Patricia. Number one is, this is the clinical case of a 70-year-old female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, and we know that this diabetes mellitus has been way out of control. It has been extremely difficult for this patient to control the blood sugar, and she knows that she is eating what it is not supposed to eat. Period. At this point, if we don't get a control of the blood sugar, we are going to get all the complications related to the diabetes, which in her case will be decrease in the kidney function and the presence of significant proteinuria. Period. We explain in detail the pathophysiology of the hyperglycemia and kidney disease. Period. The patient has been taken Cipro, or that was ordered by Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. Because of the presence of E. coli in the urine, and this is a patient that is taking Farxiga, no specific symptoms were detected. In my laboratory workup, there was no need for the urine culture, according to the lab. Period. The latest laboratory workup shows that the patient has a creatinine that is 1.48, BUN is 31, and estimated EFR is 38. The albumin creatinine ratio is 786, which is significantly elevated. The protein creatinine ratio is 1524. The patient was explained about the prognosis if she doesn't control the blood sugar. Thank you. Following number, type 2 diabetes. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 10.8. Following number, peripheral arterial disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post PCIs, 40 stents, mainly left anterior descending. The cardiologist is Dr. Parnassa. P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease and famotidine. Following number, COPD. Paragraph, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. There is an urgency to control the proteinuria. Paragraph, we spend 12 minutes in the laboratory exam. We have to compare with the labs, with the different specialists that are involved in the case, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.